Hello, good evening. My name is Araceli and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we would like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything and your answers will remain confidential.
Okay, and how long is this survey?
Just a few minutes.
Okay.
Thank you. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency,
a media organization? We're both retired.
Okay. Thank you. All right. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor or County Commission. Thinking ahead. Which of the following best describe how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, and I am not registered to vote.
I most likely would vote.
Okay. So that is, I am definitely going to vote, or I am very likely to vote.
I am very likely to vote.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered, Democrat or Republican?
The material to this subway survey. Survey.
I'm sorry. Come back, question again.
I'm not going to identify me either way. I'm an independent.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right. Now, just to make sure that we are reaching people in general, what is your main racial background? African-American, Black, Asian, Asian-American, white?
I'm white Hispanic.
Okay.
I'm white Hispanic.
Thank you. All right. One moment, please. Okay. Thank you. And what is your age?
67.
Thank you. All right. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
On the wrong track.
Thank you. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make you your daily life better? Corruption in local government, traffic and congestion, housing and property insurance costs, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety, floating sea level rise and environmental resiliency, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas.
Definitely the insurance. The homeowner insurance is a crisis.
Okay. Thank you.
You got any big one? Because there were several that resonated with me.
Oh, at the moment, we just have option for one.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So let's continue. And thank you again for your time. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you're likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate, leans slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably
vote for the Democratic candidate.
Okay, thank you. I am now going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. Cindy Lerner.
Who?
Cindy Lerner.
I don't know anything about her.
Okay. Richard Preschnick.
No.
Would that be no opinion or never heard of?
Never heard of.
Thank you. Raquel Regalado.
Unfavorable.
Will that be someone unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Manny Seed, Alexander Otaola, Daniela Levine-Cava.
Daniela Levine-Cava.
Thank you. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine-Cava?
I definitely would vote for her.
Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Richard Preschnick, Raquel Regalado.
I don't know about the other two, but probably the female, not Raquel Regalado.
Okay, we have Cindy Lerner, Richard Preschnick, and Raquel Regalado.
Cindy, whatever her name is.
Thank you. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Preferably voting for her.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or a part of the solution in county government?
Part of the problem.
Thank you. On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, but I don't think it affects me because I live in Coral Gables.
I understand. That would be definitely vote yes in favor or probably vote yes in favor?
Definitely vote yes in favor.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. We're halfway there. Thank you. Just a few more questions. Now, really quick, I am going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each would make no difference, just say so. As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicating things like permitting.
What were the answers?
We have much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference, or don't know.
No difference. That's what I would for her, right?
Thank you. Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investments in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, liner parks for the underline and rideshare options.
No difference. I would not vote for her.
Thank you. As the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, creating an autism legal safety program with police, and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum.
It doesn't make a difference. The Regalado family should be out of politics in Miami.
Thank you. Currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same.
Exactly.
Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference, or don't know?
For what? For voting for them?
The main question is, I will read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado, and after hearing each, indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade Commission.
Less likely.
Okay. Would that be somewhat or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Next one. Since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live and long-time residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough.
It's confusing. Less likely to vote for her.
Okay. That will be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election.
Much less likely. I will not vote for her.
Thank you. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enact protection for renters, and increase the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable.
Much less likely or whatever.
Thank you. Raquel Regalado served as the Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. Now, as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing.
Again, much less likely.
Thank you. We're almost there. Thank you so much. I have a few more questions.
I want to talk to you, but you know, it's almost a waste of your time because I am not voting for that woman. So I don't know who are you doing the survey for or whatever, but...
Thank you. As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats.
Much less likely.
Thank you. All right. Now, I am going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each would make no difference, just say so.
Is she a commissioner?
Well, right now, this is just a series of statements, and this is about she is a candidate.
Okay, but she's not a commissioner, I got it.
Not right now.
Okay.
All right. So as mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media who say she does not have the temperament to hold elected office.
What's the name? Cindy Lerner?
Cindy Lerner. L-E-R-N-E-R.
Okay. Much less likely to vote for her.
Okay, thank you. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes.
The opposite of Trump, huh? Much less likely.
Thank you. Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful action on sea level rise and floating, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters.
You know, different. I really don't know enough, but I need to look it up.
Okay. Thank you. So in that case, options will be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference, or don't know.
Don't know.
Thank you. Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts her quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. As the mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of US 1 in unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down. I'm sorry?
Much less likely.
Thank you. As a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence dealing.
Indifferent or whatever. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. All right. So now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Richard Prasnick, or Raquel Regalado?
I don't know. Looking more and more like Prasnick. But I don't know enough about him.
All right. So I'm sorry, but I have to repeat the answers again. That would be Cindy Lerner, Richard Prasnick, Raquel Regalado.
Richard Prasnick, or whatever his last name is.
Thank you. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Richard Prasnick?
Probably voting for him.
Okay, thank you. And prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
No, I have not. Either
okay.
One.
Thank you. Now, the following are a list of websites, online newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all. The first one, Miami's Community News.
No.
Would that be do not follow or you don't know?
I do not follow.
Okay, thank you. AM Talk or New Radio?
I do not follow.
Thank you. Local newspapers like the Miami Herald or El Nuevo Herald?
Definitely.
That will be follow regularly or follow not regularly?
Follow regularly.
Thank you. Key Biscayne Independent?
Excuse me?
Key Biscayne Independent?
I cannot hear you. What?
I'm sorry. Key Biscayne Independent?
No.
Would that be do not follow or don't know?
Don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Local political blog?
Don't follow.
Okay. FM radio?
I don't follow.
Thank you. And only in date?
Only in date? What is that? Magazine?
Yes, it's online newspapers, news information about community.
No, like I said, pretty much all I read is the Miami Herald.
Okay. In that case, the only day would be do not follow or don't know?
Don't know.
Thank you. Okay, so just a couple of like maybe one or two more minutes, and that's it. Thank you. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Okay. So that would be a postgraduate degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree?
Yes, a postgraduate degree.
Thank you. All right. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much, and I really appreciate you taking the time to complete it.
Sorry, I was so ignorant about the candidates, but...
No worries. No, not at all.
It looks like the choices have much. I need to check the other guy. How did you spell his last name?
We have Cindy Lerner, Richard Preschnick, and Raquel Regalado.
No, Richard.
Richard Preschnick.
Hey, Richard. And how do you spell his last name?
It's P-R-A-S-C-H.
R-A. Uh-huh.
It is. Oh, one moment. Just making sure.
P-R-A-S-C-H-N-I-K.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's, right now, he's a Miami-Dade commissioner.
Yes.
Okay.
But in this case, for independent, so no worries. Just general information. So thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
See you soon.